Yeah, so I got hired in the sheriff's department in 1984 and worked about 5 years in the jail, and then I went to patrol. I was diagnosed later on, and probably in 2003 or 2004 of post-traumatic stress disorder, and actually, more specifically, cumulative PTSD. And that's just as it sounds like. It's just a series of traumatic events that have occurred over a period of years and months. And so the events, gosh, they range anywhere from, going to hot domestics or violent domestics in progress, and going into situations where you're pretty scared. And anybody that says they're not scared in a job like that's a liar. You just cover it up. You can't appear scared, but inside you're pretty scared. You have to be. It's a survival instinct, If you're not scared, there's something wrong with you. And so you go into these scary situations day in and day out. Something that actually makes it worse is the hours of boredom. You heard of the term hours of boredom, moments of terror? That's what law enforcement is. Okay, I'll give you an example of that beautiful day on September 11th. What a beautiful, wonderful day, right? And what a contrast. And that's an extreme version, but law enforcement's a lot like that. You could have a great day, go to some routine calls, nothing major, and then all of a sudden you'll get a call that's going to scare the bejeebies out of you, or where it's really serious and someone could die if you don't get there, or you're in a situation where you got to pull your gun, so it plays with your head after so many years. Then after so many years of that, you can't have a good day. You can't look at the sky and see it as blue as before, because your mind is telling you this is fleeting. That's what you're taught as a cop. Can have a good day, but it's overshadowed by an impending sense of doom. I mean, most officers deal with that. They go to work not knowing what their day is going to be like, which is the exciting part of the job. That's the allure. But the flip side is you don't know what kind of day you're going to have, and you don't know if you're going to come home. And people don't understand this, and maybe this will help them understand. From the time we go to the academy, all the way through our careers, we are giving our training scenarios. We're given scenario upon scenario upon scenario, training scenarios, articles we read, in-service training on all the different ways officers can be killed. And this is one of those jobs, like fire, where the goal of your career is to not get murdered. So your job is to go out there and provide a service for people, to save people, to do an ungodly job, to do an impossible job. Oh, and by the way, don't get murdered in the process. That's your job, is to keep from getting killed. Is there some joy in the job? There's lots of joy. There's lots of satisfaction, especially when you get to help somebody. I never got to deliver a baby. That sucks. I could maybe puppies or something, I don't know. And I never got to walk slow motion away from a exploding building. But seriously, I mean, that's the thing. It's a cool job, but with there's a trade-off. Going to, the occasional dead baby call, arresting someone, depriving someone of their freedom is not a big thrill to me. Imagine, as a layman, walking up to somebody and placing cuffs on them and taking them somewhere where they don't want to go. I mean, what a weird concept. Imagine being responsible for that person's freedom. Imagine being responsible for and possibly suffering repercussions from that if you make a mistake. What if that person's innocent? And you have to make split-second decisions, or else somebody could get away, And so there's a huge, huge responsibility there. I mean, you're dealing literally with life and death.